Welcome back. Our next guest is the last, I think he's the last interview Joyce ever did. That Joyce ever interviewed somebody else, you know, not just coming on and talking to me or something. I think I'm pretty sure, if not, he's one of the absolute very last. We're very excited to have Matthew Pfeiffer back on. He's a specialist in nutritional and health psychology. He graduated from university with a master's and doctoral degree in clinical psychology. And how nutrition works with that. He's unique. You know, most people think they don't work, but he does. Pfeiffer formulas, REM sleep, and he has a new formula, Tranquil. Matthew Pfeiffer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you, Daniel, for having me. How are you doing today?
Doing very good. I'm sorry, you were supposed to come on, I think, last week, and we literally had a tornado.
I heard that, you know, and when I was producing my products, you know, each time one was going to come out, there was, I produced my products in Florida, and there was a hurricane each time that delayed shipment of my products, and then I want to come on to your show, and there's a tornado that delays me to come on and talk about it. So I've had two hurricanes and a tornado now get in the way of me trying to get my message out. But here we are today, and we're going to do it. So
here we are. Yes, sir. Here we are. Of course, you're known on the Power Hour for REM sleep, and so many people have been helped. Millions of people have sleep problems in America. We'll talk about that. We always have new listeners. We'll talk about that a little later. Let's talk about this new product. I know virtually nothing about this, so I'm coming in fresh. It's a new product. I know we got it at the Power Mall. So just tell us a little bit about what is it and why did you make it?
That's a great question. So I have two products right now. One is called, like Daniel said, REM Sleep. The new one is called Tranquil. The original product, REM Sleep, is obviously a sleep aid. And the new product we're going to talk about mostly today is Tranquil, and it's an anti-anxiety, anti-stress aid. So it's a nutritional supplement similar to REM sleep. It's a combination tablet of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. It's similar to REM sleep in the sense that sleep disorders, depressive disorders, and anxiety disorders often have overlap with regard to chemical and nutritional deficiencies and imbalances in the brain. So when I developed the Tranquil, I wanted a product that would address anxiety, but that would be allowed to take during the day, and it wouldn't require you or necessitate you to take it at night for sleep. So it's similar in the sense of REM sleep that it will calm you down and it will relax you, but it won't cause you to sleep. It won't induce sleep. It won't make you feel drowsy. It will simply take the edge off that you're having during your day. So at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're kind of having, you know, a crash where often people take like a 5-hour energy supplement, so those little drinks that have a lot of caffeine in it and a few vitamins, yeah. This is a great supplement for that because there's no caffeine in it. There's no stimulant, but it is a combination tablet to help reduce anxiety and stress, and it allow you to actually have more energy and to feel more focused, but to feel grounded and calm and at ease. So it's vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs, and it's designed specifically to help calm you down, ease your tensions, reduce stress and cortisol, but not take away from your ability to concentrate, maintain attention, or to retain memories or recall, you know, while you're at work or while you're engaging with people, you know, socially or at home. So
let's talk about anxiety. Let me ask you about anxiety. I don't know, at some point in my life, I think we think about it differently now about mental situations or stress or anxiety, but at some point, anxiety was almost like it's not real or suck it up or whatever. Let's talk about anxiety specifically. What is anxiety from a clinical standpoint, and how is it different than, you know, just feeling a little on it? Depression or, yeah, differentiate that. Clear that up, please.
I appreciate that question. So, Daniel just asked a really great question. You know, what is anxiety? How is it different or similar from other disorders, specifically depression? And this is the way that I conceptualize anxiety clinically. Typically, anxiety is a symptom of another disorder, and that's depression. So if you're feeling anxious, most of the time it's because you have a type of depression. You might not have enough dopamine. You might not have enough serotonin. There might not be enough GABA in your brain. And so because your brain is depressed or it has reduced function or it's lacking a neurotransmitter, the consequence of that is you're going to feel sad. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel anxious. You're going to feel stressed. You're going to have less ability to cope. So anxiety is just another way of saying I'm actually depressed, but I'm experiencing depression from not having the right chemical balance to make me feel calm. And so pharmaceutical companies will invent drugs like serotonin reuptake inhibitors, benzodiazepines, and they target brain chemicals and neurons in different ways to affect different levels of chemicals and chemical balances to elicit a certain feeling so you can feel normal and function. So the point of Tranquil is that it's supposed to help your body accomplish this goal naturally and symbiotically and allow you to go back to a normal homeostasis without the presence of a drug. So if you're feeling anxious or depressed because you have a low serotonin or your GABA is not right in your brain or the dopamine is off, those are the three big neurotransmitters we target with regard to anxiety and depression. This supplement actually helps to produce those chemicals. It helps to maintain and to balance those chemicals. And it is also a bit of a multivitamin to bring back balance from nutritional deficiencies. If you don't have a good diet, if you drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes, that's going to pull away from nutrition from your body. It actually leads to anxiety and depression. This helps to bring back balance and to replenish your body from poor lifestyle choices, bad habits, or just not getting the right nutrition when you need it.
You talked about serotonin inhibitors. Explain that to the audience. I've heard that so much. What is the serotonin inhibitors, these uptake inhibitors?
They're called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, an SSRI. And what that does is, you know, in our brain, we have our neurons, and we have within the neuron what's called a synaptic cleft. So there's side A and there's side B. And we want our serotonin to go from side A all the way over to side B. And so it's going to pass through this synaptic cleft. It's like this canyon in these little neurons. And in the process of doing so, we experience a communication in the brain, and we feel that as pleasure, calmness, ability to cope. But sometimes when the serotonin wants to go from point A to point B, there's a pump there, and the pump pushes it out, but it'll suck it back in, and it doesn't complete the process of traveling from point A to point B. So, and that's called reuptake. It sends it out, but then it reuptakes it back into point A. It does not complete to point B, and then you experience that as depression within that neuron synaptic cleft. Reuptake inhibitor means that there's a drug there, so as your brain wants to push serotonin from point A to point B, it doesn't allow the pump to suck it back in. It makes the pump complete the process pushing serotonin from point A to point B, thus completing the communication and you experiencing less depression. So it's reuptake inhibition, and they're actually a really great drug. They have some side effects, but they're not addictive. They're typically pretty easy to come off of. You don't get high off of them. You can't abuse them. It's one of the few drugs that I actually support using in some instances if there's like severe clinical depression. But that's what a reuptake inhibitor is. It just forces your brain to complete an action that it was meant to complete in the first place. But because something else is going on in your brain, this pump wants to suck it back in. And usually these pumps work backwards like that because of depression, because of anxiety, or because of environmental or lifestyle factors, stress on the brain. It makes your brain just not want to, pump the chemicals through like it should, and then you experience that as depression. This forces your brain to complete communication in the presence of adversity, in the presence of poor nutrition. So that's why some people say, I don't really feel anything. It feels a little bit fake. It feels a little bit forced. Well, it's because it is. The drug is literally forcing your brain to function in a way that it doesn't want to because other things in your life aren't going the way that they're supposed to. But it's important to have that drug. Yeah, so I'll stop there.
Let me interject. I never heard as good a description as that. That was a great description. You're saying what would cause it to reuptake the second back is stress or what? I don't quite, why would your brain do that?
We don't understand entirely the function or mechanism or action of why our brain does what it does, and we don't even know why SSRI drugs like Prozac or Paxil or Lexapro, we don't understand entirely why the presence of this molecule, this man-made molecule, makes the brain function more normally. So there's a mechanism of action that we can see evidence that it's happening, but we don't know or understand why it is happening, and scientists have never been able to isolate a finding on that. We just are able to deduce from experience and evidence that that is what is happening. So why does the brain do that? We don't know, actually, but we just know that it does. And we have these drugs that make it do the opposite, and people get less depressed. So it's evidentiary. We don't know.
Why do some people on SSRIs, you know, we've seen it in the news, whatever, even says it on the inserts of these drugs, why do some people just snap with them? They just lose, I don't know, they go crazy, they go up on the roof, they jump off, they shoot people. Why do they snap?
That is an awesome question, and this is why. Look at it this way. When you have a stick of butter, and you want to cut the stick of butter in half, or you want to cut some butter off to smear onto your toast, what do you use to cut the butter? Well, you use a little butter knife, or you use a little table knife because you want to get a little piece of butter to put the butter on the bread. Well, what an SSRI is like that, it's like instead of using a butter knife, you're using a chainsaw. So a chainsaw obviously will cut through the butter. You accomplish the goal of cutting the butter in half, but in the process, you're making a big mess and there's butter, you know, flying all over the place, and that's what we call side effects. Or side effect profile. So even though the SSRI does what it says it's going to do, it will inhibit reuptake of serotonin. Because it's a sloppy, imperfect, man-made molecule in our brain that's very delicately designed and balanced, it's going to have different effects on other parts of the brain. With some people, it doesn't have any effect. And with other people, it causes you to snap. With other people, for whatever reason, it causes your brain not to reuptake inhibit serotonin, but it causes more depression and it makes you want to be suicidal. So the problem with serotonin is it's an effective delivery system, but it's a sloppy delivery system. It's like you want to drive a car from point A to point B, but instead of getting into a Lamborghini, you're getting into like, you know, old car with a carburetor and it's spewing oil all over the place. It's polluting all over the place. You're getting from point A to point B, but it's causing all of these problems and side effects along the way. And the reason for that is it's a man-made molecule. It's just a string of atoms put together that does have the desired effect, but it has many other unintended, undesirable effects, which is why it takes years and years of testing, why a lot of the drugs don't make it out of the pipeline. Some of them are deemed just too dangerous. They just don't get approved at all. And then the other ones that make it because they're safe enough that enough people aren't going to get hurt, enough people won't get killed by it. But it's still going to need some black box warnings, and some people are still going to get hurt by it. It's the imperfection of man-made molecules within our delicately balanced designed brains that's the problem.
Wow, that was another great description. So this is like cutting. I love cutting butter with a chainsaw, and you'll cut the butter, but you might cut your table in half too.
Yeah,
is what you're
saying. Exactly. Yeah, because you want to accomplish the goal. It's just you're accomplishing other maybe unintended goals in the process. So I'm going to let your listeners know this. So I'm personally a fan of Prozac. So my mother cannot tolerate Prozac. I've had some other friends try it. They can't tolerate it. Makes them feel this and that. They've had the chainsaw effect. I've had depression before. I'm doing a lot better now. I take Prozac, a low dose of it, and I have no side effects from the Prozac. It helps keep my serotonin just balanced enough. And then, of course, I take a lot of other like nutritional supplements on the side. So, you know, I'm here to tell your listeners that while these drugs are imperfect and they can cause harm to a lot of people, there are some people that it really does help, and they don't have side effects and it saves their life. So I'm one person who it's really helped. My mother is another person. She took one Prozac pill and she threw up and she was sick for like 9 or 10 hours, and I can take it like water. So that's the point of these things. You don't ever know what they're going to do, these molecules. It's just like eating food. You know, some people are allergic to eggs, some people are allergic to fish, others are not. Is there anything wrong with egg protein or fish protein? No, but some people who take it, you're going to have an allergic reaction because the molecule, for whatever reason, just does not agree with your body, and it's working like a chainsaw. It's like, yeah, you're getting the protein from the fish or the egg, but you're also having the undesirable effect of having hives, you can't breathe, and all of this, and other people can tolerate it. So it all comes down to the molecule. Doesn't really matter if it's man-made or not, but not all molecules are great for all people, and that's why we have inflammation, we have allergies, and we have lack of tolerance for a variety of drugs and food and stuff.
I know you mentioned egg allergies. I know a lot of people, myself included, egg allergies more than likely came from vaccines that are causing some type of autoimmune response and some kind of, so the egg comes in, now the hypersensitivity created by the vaccine that's designed to create from the adjuvant's response was the eggs, and so now it responds to anything eggs like that. What do you know about that?
I have heard of that. I'm not going to comment my opinion on it because I don't know for sure about that. But what I do know is that if a person already has an egg allergy and you do get a vaccine, it's likely going to be problematic. Like, you'll have an allergic reaction to it. It's not that the vaccine is the problem. It's not the presence of the weakened virus or the dead virus that they're vaccinating you against. It's the delivery system that is typically the problem in vaccines for some people. So if you already have an allergy, that's a problem. But as far as it causing people to become allergic, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because it's kind of like peanuts. You've noticed there's a lot more people seemingly today that have like these peanut allergies, like they're on the airplane and someone eats a peanut 10 seats behind you and they have an allergic reaction. So now planes don't like to serve peanuts because you're in that closed environment. We also know that exposure therapy, like giving a person a little bit of the peanut, a little bit of peanut, can actually reduce their reaction to it just by exposing them and getting them used to it. But it can take a long time and it doesn't always work. So I don't know for sure if that is the case what's happened, because the amount of egg that's used in a vaccine is so minuscule. It's so tiny. It's almost like maybe this barely touching your tongue to an egg in the first place. I mean, that vaccine is mostly liquid with antigen in it, and there might be a tiny bit of egg, but it's really so
and mercury and fetuses and aluminum and MSG and other adjuvants.
I don't know everything that is put into vaccine, but in defense of what you're saying, I'll just say any, additives of any molecule.
That's okay, Doc. If you don't know, that's fine. You're not an expert on everything. you're
well,
sharp guy.
I try to be. I try to be an expert on everything.
All right. Well, let me. All right. I'll tell you here. I'll teach you something today. You're going to learn something from the Power Hour. The reason that all these, you're excited. Oh, good. Be excited. Get excited. The reason vaccines have things like mercury in them or aluminum or aborted fetal tissue, all these other things. They use peanuts a lot to grow some of the cells. They use eggs, what have you. That's one thing to create the virus. So they're trying to create an antibody to a certain virus. So if they just took a virus and they put that in your body, inject it, just a virus, no aluminum, no mercury, no any of those other things, your body will not make a response to it. It just kind of sit there or just ignore it because that body is not attacking the body. It's not creating a problem within your body. It really just will sit there. It will do nothing. So they put all the other things in it. They have to put it because then your body reacts to the aluminum or relaxes to the mercury. It creates an autoimmune response to that. And at the same time, they hope that it catches the virus that's then in with it and sees the virus as a threat. And so now the virus antibodies are created for that virus. That's why those things are put in there. I've had very high level doctors explain this, very good, Tom Cowan being one of them. That's how it works. If it wasn't there, it would do nothing. Your body would just sit there. So when people have allergies to certain adjuvants or certain whatever, the autoimmune response has gone hyperbolic, so to speak, and now it's like, I don't know, it's like taking a rubber, you ever shoot rubber band gun? I'll use a good analogy. Okay, when you're a little kid, we had rubber band guns, and you stretch the rubber band and you do it. After a while, your rubber band doesn't work, doesn't shoot anymore because it's lost its elasticity. So it's kind of like that. Your immune system kind of loses that punch, and now it's all loose and googly, and now it's like the chainsaw and the butter on the table. And so people get allergies. People get, you know, some people have linked to autism. Parents have talked about autism and all these things. And there's so many anecdotal incidences, and parents are so adamant about this that that's one of the reasons why they're so so aggressive towards the medical community on this subject, because they're ignoring all these things and what people, and especially parents, are experiencing. And so there you go. Now you've learned something.
No, that's, I'm actually glad you cleared that, because it made me realize I had a question, Daniel, that you answered for me. Because I've always wondered, when they inject me with, you know, a flu shot or something, I always wondered, what is it about this tiny little dead virus that makes my body have such a reaction to it? Because if it's only in a limited amount, it's not reproducing, it's not actively attacking my body, why would my body have a response to this little
virus? Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. When I've actually wondered that, I've wondered, what is the catalyst in here for this desired effect? And I didn't know that. It was always just kind of a missing link, and you completed that. Thank you. I appreciate that, Daniel.
Well, let me tell you something about a flu shot. One, they shed when you take them, so it shed. It says that on the insert. That's not my opinion. It says that on the insert.
Yeah.
Two, they never get the strain right. Flu is a constantly mutating thing.
Yeah.
Don't ever get a flu shot.
It's a 30% chance. On a good shot, it has 30%, 35% efficacy. On a bad shot, it has about 10%. So, yeah, when you get a flu shot, you're still about 70% likely for it not to work out on a good day. So you're right. I still get the flu shot anyway. I don't know. Do you think that's a bad idea that I get the flu shot every year?
It's terrible. Our audience, they just went aghast. They just about fell over. I hope they're not driving cars when they heard you say that.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, because my brother used to get a flu shot, and he said he would always get sick with the flu.
Well,
and
of course.
He says he does not get it, but I get it most years. I didn't get it last year. I get it if I remember, but I don't know.
Well,
I haven't had any
problems. Why don't you just forget
this year? I'm gonna research what you've said, because now you got me really thinking about the vaccine thing. It's just,
Tom Cowan.
Here's
a couple of names: Tom Cowan, Sherry Tenpenny, Vaxter.com. You can get a lot of research. Tom Cowan, Cowan. We've had him on several times. Amazing. And Sherry Tenpenny, Vaxter.com. You can get all the info. Baxter.com, you can look up tons of research.
Should people get measles, mumps, and rubella shot, or not even that?
Matthew, you're asking the wrong question. I wouldn't vaccinate my dog. That's me. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Matthew Pfeiffer, Tranquil at the Power Mall. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63, a day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a right line. Good day to be living and a good day to die. He had led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car.
Wow, God, that's great.
Beautiful.
Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll put it in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place.
We'll mock you, we'll shock you, put it in your face. Already got somebody here.
The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quick, and they're so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun.
Greatest magic trick.
Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul.
The Murder Most Foul. God, that was great. What do you think of that,
Kevin? I loved it. I loved it. I loved it the first time I heard it. You sent it to me. I listened to it, and I just said, wow.
I couldn't believe it.
And then I listened to it five times more. Loved it.
I was stunned by it. I just had the right frame of mind where I listened to it. And it just puts you,
You listen to the words and you go, oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
I started getting teary just there right then.
Yes. Yeah. Haunting.
Wait a minute, boys. Do you know who you are?
Yeah.
We know who you are. And they blew his brains out in the car. Right in the car.
And he takes those little bits of the history of it and puts it in his song. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
It's a little long.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
16 song.
Yeah. It's a long. But I just hopped in bed.
just listened to it in bed, yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been about 8 or 9 minutes long. And it would have been it's too long to me, but it's stunning.
It's
stunning.
It's incredible. It's a beautiful, beautiful. I don't know if you call it a tribute or warning or
a dirge.
Or whatever to him. But oh man, everybody's got to hear that song. Love it.
The greatest magic trick ever done.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Right in front of me, it blew the head off the president, and
right there in the car.
And nothing happened.
The Daily Plaza and go left. Can you, I thought about this. Sorry, Matthew, we're talking about this song. I talked about it earlier, so you want to jump in, and I don't know if it means anything to you, Matthew, but I'm talking to Matthew Pfeiffer. I had the thought, there's one line in there where he talks about Daily Plaza and go left, or go left on Daily Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what he felt as he came down, you know how sometimes in life there's ominous moments.
Absolutely.
You feel a
portent. What am I doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't be here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes you don't, and then stuff happens. It's just totally out of the blue. But usually for me, usually I feel like, well, wait a minute. I probably don't, I don't need to be here or what this isn't.
Yeah.
Whatever. I wonder what he felt as he came down
there. His spidey sense was probably
or maybe
10.
Not. Maybe he was just waving to people. I mean,
could have been.
When you're a president, you kind of live your life on full on.
Well, they were apprehensive to go to Texas.
Well, especially, and then he rode in a convertible.
Right. Yeah.
That's the last time that happened.
Yeah.
That's the last time a president rode in a convertible.
Yeah.
And then Trump on his inauguration, he walked.
He did.
He didn't ride in a convertible though.
Yeah, he walked.
He walked the one, but that's not, a little different.
Everybody was aware, and everybody had guns on the top of the roofs pointing at everybody else. So the chances of him getting shot were slim to none.
Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. The first song that Bob Dylan has released in 8 years.
I loved it. If you just played you sent me, there's two more after it. If you just let it run on YouTube.
I said that to Jordan Maxwell. He hadn't heard it either.
Oh, really? How do you like it?
He goes, wow.
Jordan said that?
Yeah, Jordan said that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. Let's get back to Matthew. Of course, the Power Mall. We have a great products. One of these is Tranquil and REM Sleep that we're talking with Matthew. I've never tried the Tranquil. I know a lot of people have problems. You can call 877-817-98. I get anxious. Listening to that webinar last night. I needed some Tranquil last night.
Will that Tranquil take that tightness out of your chest away?
It should. Yeah, it can. It's just when Daniel was saying, I get anxiety listening to that webinar last night. There's something very important to note with that statement that Daniel just said. There's two kinds of anxiety. There's the kind that's caused from a depressive state. It's a biological type of anxiety due to chemical or nutritional deficiency or imbalances. But then there's also the type of anxiety or stress or fear that comes that's psychosocial, meaning Daniel is, for all intents and purposes, like a healthy guy. And he's sitting there and he's healthy and he's fine. fine, but he's listening to some sort of information. It's psychosocial. It's just information. His brain processes it, and he gets stressed, or there's anxiety. So that's not because there's something wrong with his lifestyle or a lack of nutrition. It's that there's something that's upsetting him, and his body and his brain is having, you know, a reaction to it, a fear or a response. So this Tranquil product is not going to solve psychosocial problems. Like if you're going through a divorce or you're having problems at work, yeah, it can make it easier to cope with it, but you're still going to have the worry and the stress and the anxiety of the problem until it's resolved. So it's not like, you know, you take this pill and then, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I feel great again. Cause I mean, the only thing that can do that is like morphine or something like that. So this is not a drug. It's not an opiate.
Now we don't need a lesson on morphine, Doc. We don't need to talk about that.
It's not going to solve your problem.
Ask the people on the sidewalk in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's not going to solve your problems like morphine does for 5 or 6 hours. But what it does do is that if you are stressed and you're anxious and your brain has a chemical nutritional deficiency or imbalance, this will give your body what it takes to function normally and to be able to cope better, and you'll have more ability then to address and to solve your problem or your anxiety that you're dealing with. So, you know, no one can avoid stress and anxiety completely, but we can all engage it and approach it and meet it with, you know, stronger bodies, with stronger minds, and more coping abilities. So this Tranquil product gives you your body what it needs to address the adversity that we have in our lives. And sometimes the anxiety you have is not really psychological. It's that, you know, you're just off chemically. And if that's the case, you'll notice that when you take this supplement, after about an hour or so, you're going to feel really good. I notice it helps me a lot because I'm able to differentiate my mind between bio-stress and psycho-stress. And so when I'm feeling a little bit off, or I know I haven't eaten well, or I've had maybe too much caffeine, or I didn't get enough sleep, I know that there's certain times and places I can take my nutritional intervention, and it's just going to make me feel a lot better. And then as I feel better, then I can move on, and I can work on and address to resolve the psychosocial stressors in my life that may be contributing to poor lifestyle choices in the first place. So it all helps to break a cyclical effect, essentially.
All right, let me – okay, so you said psychosocial. So let's say somebody's going through something and that's kind of stressing them out. So it's an acute problem right in front of you. It's not really a long-term problem. Can you have those acute problems and because of nutritional deficiency or whatever, it kind of wears the mechanism out, so then it turns into a more of a long-term problem?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like when people are living under a constant state of stress, that's going to affect your immune system. It's going to affect your ability to sleep. It's going to affect your appetite. It's going to make you want to overeat or undereat. If you overeat, obviously that's not good. If you're undereating, you're not getting enough nutrition. So you can't avoid stress or anxiety entirely. If you could, then it would mean we live in a perfect world. But because we don't, then we have to approach it as healthfully as we can, or hopefully as healthfully as we can. So yeah, if you have stress, this product can help give your body the nutrition it needs to meet the added nutritional requirement that stress brings on your body. If you have a day with no stress, your body's going to use a certain amount of micro and macronutrition. The next day, if you have a lot of stress and a lot of worry and a lot of adversity, your body will consume more macro and micronutrition. If you do not supplement for the difference in nutrition that your body uses, you will end your day with a deficiency resulting in an imbalance. You will experience that as a type of depression or anxiety that can be exacerbated through poor sleep. These supplements give your body what it needs to make up for that deficiency, to process through the adversity, and then you can move on and you can be healthy for your next day, whatever may come your direction.
How many Americans generally suffer from some type of clinical anxiety?
That's a great question. So the most common psychological disorder diagnosed in the United States is depression and anxiety. Oftentimes, clinicians don't know, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But typically when a person's anxious, if they're prescribed a medication, they're prescribed an SSRI because doctors will assume, and they're statistically correct to do so, doctors will assume that it's a depression and it's serotonin related. Typically, when someone's depressed or anxious, there's a number of things going on in the brain, but almost all the time, there's a serotonin problem. And so if you can isolate that one thing first with that drug and not have side effects, you increase the person's odds of success of recovering. But like I said, it's a sloppy medication. It may not work right. It can cause decompensation. It's a real
chainsaw
hit or miss thing.
So it's the chainsaw on the butter.
It is. And sometimes you just get it right. Like with me, for all intents and purposes, the Prozac just happens to work. But I've seen it work in so many other people.
Yeah, but you get
flu
shots too. So I don't know. Something's not right.
A lot of people get flu shots and they are fine. And then some people get vaccines and they're not. The point is there's a lot of crap in this world that we put into our body. I'm not saying me putting Prozac in my body is a good thing. I wish I didn't feel that I needed an antidepressant, and maybe I don't. Maybe I just need to go see a good therapist. But I have found it so far. It does help me.
Wrong.
No, I'm going to agree with Daniel. Like, should I be on Prozac? Would it be better if I didn't take it? Yeah, absolutely. If I could not be on any medication, you know, at all, I would. But you know, I'm at where I'm at in my life, and I have my reasons for doing what I do.
Let me ask you. Let's go in a different direction. Let's go in a different direction. It's kind of odd, not odd, I don't know what the word is. You're a good sport. I always like talking to you. You're a sharp individual. It's kind of unique that somebody who rides the line, to find somebody that rides the line between nutrition and medical so well, you seem to. I mean, most people in your position, they would think that this approach of micronutrients and things like that to help deal with this, to deal with these issues like the REM sleep, like the Tranquil, that's very uncommon, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
or is that just?
It is. I do ride both sides because I see all interventions as molecules, whether they're man-made or not, whether they're naturally occurring or not. It doesn't necessarily make a big difference to me. What matters is how is your body going to work with the molecule that's introduced inside of your organism? So, you know, whether it's like fish or eggs or nuts or a flu shot or Prozac or my Tranquil product, everything that we put into our body is just a chain of atoms. There's proteins, amino acids, there's molecules, and our body is either going to be okay with it, or it's going to reject it and we're going to have a reaction. I just know that there is good to be found, at least in all areas of science and nutrition. There are, you know, drugs have saved people's lives. Nutrition has saved people's lives. Drugs have killed people, and some nutrition used incorrectly has also hurt people badly. So I'm just searching for truth, not to really pick a side, because psychiatrists think that my nutritional approach is bogus, and then, you know, some
really?
Of your listeners might think that my medical approach is like, oh my God, this guy's like talking nutrition, then he takes Prozac, like what the hell is going on there? But the point is that there's a reason psychiatry exists. Psychiatry is big pharma. They're drug dealers. But they do good in some instances. And then nutrition. Yeah,
hold on. So now they're like loving drugs. So my brother-in-law, who's a pharmacist, he's a loving drug dealer.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, they do. They have good intentions. So
as they picked your pocket.
Anyway.
I've seen some problems like with some psychiatrists where I don't agree with what they're doing. Like, I know a psychiatrist, he doesn't know anything about B12 or fish oil, and I'm just like, oh my God, you're prescribing these SSRIs, but you're not even engaging basic nutrition. It's like, if this person has a B vitamin deficiency or they don't have enough EPA or DHA from fish oil, you can give them all the SSRI you want. It's not going to work. It's not going to work that well. This is nothing. For psychiatry drugs to work, your body needs to be healthy in the first place. So if you're giving yourself drugs from a psychiatrist, but you're still drinking at home and your nutrition is off, the drugs aren't even going to work in the first place. You're just putting a molecule in your body that, you know, God knows what's going to do to you. So before people should even go into psychiatry for medication, which I think they should be highly resistant of doing, you need to address your body biologically and naturally first. Going all natural is always the best way, and using drugs and pharmacology should always be a last resort intervention, in my opinion. I like to use from both sides, but nutrition is more important.
All right, let me ask you. You said your psychiatrist friends think you're crazy dealing with nutrients. Is that pretty
not
common?
Crazy. Yeah, it is. It's very common. They don't think I'm crazy. They just think, oh, well, there's just not enough empirical research. There's not enough evidence. There's not enough data. Well, what they're talking about is, yeah, there's drug companies haven't gone out and spent billions of dollars to research molecules that they can't patent and make a profit off of. So why would Pfizer, for example, go and research vitamin C when I can go out there and I can make vitamin C and I can sell it and use their research? So they only do research and empirical studies on molecules they make. And then, yeah, they do find evidence that stuff works, and it does. But then psychiatrists say, oh, well, that's where all the evidence is, so that's why I use it. There's no evidence that this works or that works. It's like, well, there is. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence, and enough anecdotal evidence, in my opinion, is worth as much of empirical evidence because you're able to deduce. And so that's why the nutrition industry is so big, is because it really does help a lot of people. I mean, there are some bogus treatments out there, but nutrition, generally speaking, is a really great thing, taking right. multivitamins and supplements.
So. All right, let me interrupt you. We're running out of time. We got it. This has been. I hope this has been fun. Have you had a good time?
Yeah, I always have a good time. I'm just glad we're doing an hour today and not a half hour. I always feel like in some interviews, it's like we could have gone further. So I appreciate you giving me an extra 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, this is of course. We're excited to talk about the new product. We only got about probably 7 minutes or so. Let's talk about REM sleep a little bit. That's helped a lot of people. A lot of people have sleep problems. Tell how important it is to get a good night's sleep, what people can expect, who should try this. You could take about 3-4 minutes.
Yep. This is who should try it. If you have a problem at night falling asleep, if you have a problem staying asleep, if you wake up often in the night, or if you go to sleep and you don't really remember how you slept, you just know you wake up in the morning not feeling well rested, you should absolutely try this product that I invented, because it's just like the Tranquil. It's vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs, and it gives your brain everything it needs to produce the chemicals and in the right balance necessary to bring on sleep, keep you asleep, and make you wake up feeling well-rested. You also have dreams when you take it. Most people have vivid dreams. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. It doesn't really matter if they're good dreams or not. What matters is that you're dreaming and that you remember your dreams, because that means you're in a deep sleep. It means that your brain is processing like unresolved stimuli from like the previous day. And the more you dream and the more you can kind of remember the fact that you dream the next day, that means the better night's sleep that you got. So I call the product REM sleep because it's rapid eye movement sleep, because most people who take it dream and remember their dreams every morning that they wake up. And if they don't remember it, they remember the fact that they did dream. But it'll make you dream, and having dreams means that you're having good sleep.
Well, there you go. What else would you like to tell our audience about any of the Tranquil products? Why should they try it? Who should try it? Who should go ahead?
That's a great question. This is why I think your listeners should try both of my products if you are not sleeping well or you have anxiety. If you're not going to go see a psychiatrist, which is not a bad idea, let's say you want to go to a nutrition store and you want to find some natural products over the counter to help you sleep, all you're going to find are products that have 1 to 4 or 5 ingredients in it. It's usually a high dose of melatonin, and then they put in low quality, low dose other vitamins just to make their product look like there's something good in it, but it's really garbage in it. And then a person takes it, and there's usually maybe a 10 or 20% chance the product will work, because most people don't have a melatonin problem. But melatonin, and taken in high doses, can really knock you out, kind of like a drug. So my product has a very low amount of melatonin. It's not enough to knock you out at all. You won't even feel it, but it's just enough to give your body what it needs to induce and to maintain a natural amount of sleep. But a lot of people have like vitamin C deficiencies. They have magnesium deficiencies. They need extra 5-HTP, which is a precursor to serotonin and melatonin. Basically, it gives your body all of the ingredients it needs right as it's falling asleep to allow you to go to sleep. So
wow,
if you're not sleeping well, just try it. I have found that with about 85% of my patients who take it, it cures their sleep problem within the first night or two of taking it. And I let listeners know, if it does not fix your sleep problem, it means that there's probably an undiagnosed medical problem. So there's something going on in your body medically that needs to be researched and understood. But if you have any brain chemical deficiency or imbalance, this will absolutely fix it. I've had it researched and tested by other PhDs and doctors, and they agree with me. They say the product is great. So if you take the product and you're not sleeping well, I'm telling you right now, there's an 85% chance you're going to sleep great that night.
Well, fantastic.
What I've experienced. Yeah.
It's been fantastic having you. You can get all these products at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. It's been a lot of fun talking to you again, Matthew.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, Daniel. I look forward to coming on again, and it's good to meet your uncle.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, and you guys can give me a call anytime privately. Like, if you have any questions about the product or you want, like, you know, information, I mean, you got my cell phone number. You can give me a call. We can chat. I'm going to be on the road for a while now. I'm heading up to Seattle for 3 or 4 days. So,
all right.
Take care.
Well, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show for the week. We usually end in the Yahweh song that Joyce always likes. We're going to go out with Bob Dylan today. Go out. Remember, we want you happy. We want you healthy, we want you successful, and we want you free.
The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand.
Slide. See you, ladies and gentlemen.
To go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bums coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and over the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the glassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the triple underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beach. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the ballot, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. Going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a mine. The place where faith, hope, and charity lie. Shoot him while he runs, boy. Shoot him while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man.
Means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again?